Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
The 60th Grammys belong to Bruno Mars. He won Album of the Year for 24 Karat Magic. Hey, it's a song everybody is playing everywhere. It was his sixth win of the night, and you know, I love it. Bruno is so humble. He actually acknowledged all of his fellow nominees in that really high-end category, including Jay-Z, who was totally locked out. He had a bunch of nominations, didn't win any. Lorde and Childish Gambino were also nominated for the Album of the Year, and of course, Mars took it all. He did do his song Finesse with Cardi B earlier in the ceremony, and they killed it on that. And you know, some Grammy performances throughout the years have been hit or miss, but I gotta tell you, the hit last night was Kendrick Lamar, who also won Best Grammy for Rap Artist. He created an entirely new category with an electrifying opener to Sunday night's show in New York. Now, he had 8 nominations, and he was joined on stage by Bono, The Edge, and Dave Chappelle, as well as dancers and this female drummer that was off the hook. So, now, he actually did this interlude before launching into King's Dead from the upcoming Black Panther OST, and I'm going to see that tonight. I can't wait. Anyway, I just want to wish everybody well. And of course, the big controversy about the Grammys today was that there were very few women winners. Well, yeah, that's because there were very few women nominated this year. What's up with that? In fact, in the last 5 years, only 9% of the Grammy nominees have been women. So it wasn't just last night, honey. It's been coming for a long time. And yes, we do need to change all of that. In the meantime, for more Grammy coverage, go to AURN.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.